Dit is SBS Dutch.
Een paar weken geleden zonden we een gesprek uit met Pieter Bouwman, de CEO van de stichting De Duifke, het replica verkenningsschip, wat vanuit Fremantle in West-Australië naar Sydney gebracht moest worden, om daar onderdeel uit te gaan maken van het National Maritime Museum. Ik sprak vanochtend vroeg nog even met Pieter Bouwman, die de laatste ontwikkelingen heeft over de trip naar Sydney. De Duifke werd namelijk op transport gezet op een ander schip en Pieter legt uit wat daar allemaal bij kwam kijken.
It's quite a difficult operation to move a ship like this. Divecon weighs 100 tons. We have to take all the masts out. That's quite an exercise. Takes 2 or 3 days of work from a dedicated team of probably 6. Then everything, because it's going on an ocean voyage, everything has to be strapped down. We had to lift cannons off. We had to secure everything, basically life rafts, everything had to be done. And it was quite a big exercise. Even putting it back together again, you know, we've had a team of 14 here in Newcastle putting the ship back together again. And it's just a time-consuming process. I was explaining to a group yesterday that we do it in a very traditional way. So a lot of the techniques we use to re-rig the ship are very similar to what they would have used 400 years ago to rig this vessel. So always through the process, we've tried to keep it very traditional. And Divecon's that sort of ship. When you get to step aboard, you'll feel like you're stepping back 400 years in time. And that's why I was taking some guests through the vessel yesterday. I said, oh, it's just amazing down below. Once you get below the deck, it's just amazing.
Ze zijn er dus bijna. En Pieter Bouwman verwacht een hartelijk onthaal.
The reception is going to be fantastic. I believe we're going to be having a visit from the ambassador, provided without the COVID may affect that. We don't know yet. Also, the Minister for the Arts will be there. And so expecting quite a reception at the museum from about 11:30 till 12 o'clock on Wednesday morning. There'll also be a tugboat, which will have all the water spraying out in front of Divecon as it sails down the harbour. So quite a reception. And I would encourage all our Dutch friends to maybe get down to the harbour, have a look. But if not, after Christmas, come down. I think the exhibition of Divecon will open in January. And there'll also be opportunities going forward to sail aboard Divecon on the Sydney Harbour, which will be quite exciting as well. So hopefully we can see a lot of our Dutch friends from Sydney, although with the COVID issues at the moment, who knows? So it's all very exciting.
En wat gaat hij doen nu dat de Duifke een nieuwe en permanente thuishaven krijgt?
You know, the plans are with the ship in its new home. We've two of our long-term employees, Miriam, who has a Dutch heritage, and her partner Andrew, who's our bosun, will both be working for the Australian National Maritime Museum. Myself, you know, I'll continue to run the foundation up until about February next year when we'll wind it up. It won't have a purpose beyond that because the ship was its purpose. So we'll wind up the foundation and I'll go and look for a new project. It'd be great if it has a nautical attachment to it, but it's more important that we get this ship to a home that can look after it. The ship has a life expectancy of another 50 years. And we wanted to make sure that was in an environment where it could be looked after. These ships take quite a bit of maintenance. Being a timber vessel, Divecon was built out of a timber from Europe. It's a European oak, which we sourced from Latvia. So it's a soft wood and it needs to be looked after. It's not ideal for the hot climates of Australia, but if it's looked after well, the ship will last at least 50 years, which is exciting in itself. So that's some of the forward planning. We're very comfortable that the team at the museum will look after it with the same consideration that our volunteer community in Perth, nearly 100 members, have done over the last 8 years, particularly while it's been in Fremantle, and, you know, for the longer term, nearly 20 years since the ship was first launched. So hoping it has another great chapter in Divecon's life. For those who've been around it, it's been a fantastic first 20 years, and if we could guarantee another 50, that would be great. A 70 years of life would be awesome for this vessel. So I'd encourage you all to come and visit. It's a great experience when you step aboard.
De Duifke, vanaf woensdag in Sydney dus, met een warm feestelijk onthaal. IJs en wederdienende natuurlijk, of liever gezegd, IJs en coronadienende.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.